the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Time for the last word in music. Just an announcement made in the last hour or so. Kneecap's Eden Project gig has been cancelled amid the row over Kill MP's comments. The performance by the Belfast rap group cancelled today. It comes after that row in which one of the group members appeared to call for Tory MPs to be killed and another appealed to shout up Hamas, up Hezbollah in historic footage of a gig which has been circulated online in recent days. This has been blowback after Coachella. A spokesperson for Eden Sessions has said today, Eden Sessions announced that the Kneecap show scheduled for July the 4th of this year has now been cancelled. Ticket purchasers will be contacted directly and will be fully refunded. The refund process will commence from tomorrow, Wednesday, April 30th. D ready. John Cadeller here with me. This has been a bit bizarre, Dee, this last week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's one of these things. It's a story that has just grown and grown and grown and came from their performances at Coachella, or I think it's actually, I've read recently, it's Coachella, it's meant to be.
Right.
Yeah, it was nice to me.
We've been all doing it wrong
yeah,
for years.
No, like, I was like, oh, really? Anyway, side note, sidebar. But yeah, it's come from their appearances at Coachella where... On two separate nights, so because obviously it's the two weekends, they would have spoken out in support of people in Gaza, and they've said about this situation that people are kind of going back over historic footage and trying to pick out stuff that paints them in a bad light. They have also apologised to the families of Labour MP Joe Cox, and I think another MP as well, who, you know, were actually killed by members of the public. I think it is one of those things that is sort of weird when it comes to Kneecap, because to me, they have always really tried to embody kind of an anti-establishment tone and content and vibe throughout their work. They've even gone so far as to successfully sue the British government over it. So it does seem to me that there is a strong element of truth actually in their claims that they are somewhat being targeted by people. And, you know, as they said in that statement, it is shifting focus away from the stuff that they are trying to get eyes on, which is the plight of people in Gaza. So it's shifting focus away from that and onto them, which is not something they've been looking for or asking for. And I think they're quite right in saying that that is, you know, a deliberate thing to make them the baddies rather than the people who are actually bombing children the baddies. Like, that's quite the cognitive dissonance to arrive at, you know?
Yeah, like, I fully expected, John, that you would have maybe members of the DUP who were going to come out against them. But to hear Micheál Martin on his return from Rome the other day being asked about Kneecap and them almost being treated like as if they're a state body or a state representative as opposed to being a rap group.
Yeah, I mean, like, as you say, it is bizarre. But having said that, like, you know, if... It is something. There's something to be said for if you never meant to cause hurt, and they have apologised to the families of the two Tory MPs who were killed by members of the public. This is on the back of them saying that the only good Tory is a dead Tory, and this footage has re-emerged now in the last week. The band have released a statement saying we never meant to cause you hurt. By the same token, I know it was a blanket statement, but you know it was a stupid thing to say. You know, and I'm not saying for a second, I didn't grow up where they grew up. I didn't experience what they experienced. But, I mean, given the way the media is these days and that everything is recorded, everything can come back around, not that that should be top of their minds, but I'm wondering why they're surprised that there's been this sort of blowback. Or are they surprised?
Well, if you think about it, this has been what they've been doing for a very, very long time. And they're right in saying that they've only been getting the blowback since the statements that they made at Coachella happened. And that does seem to me to be slightly disingenuous on the part of the people who are making this into a headline thing. And yes, you're right. Look, we live in an age of clips and sound bites, and there is a complete lack of context in most clips and sound bites. But I think that's part of what they have, throughout their career, tried to push back against. And, you know, taken as a whole, their body of work has never professed to be anything other.
But that's like trying to push back against the ocean. You know, like, it's not going to stop. All of this sort of, like, taking things out of context and, you know, vilifying them for their views, you know, this is to be expected in 2025. And yeah. Anybody, like, cancel culture being what it is, or consequence culture, as some people call it, I mean, there's never been a more microscopic view on anybody's actions, just especially...
On the consequences, John. So obviously, we've heard about the Eden Project. I would imagine quite a few of their gigs scheduled for the UK are probably going to fall. They've lost gigs in Germany. They lost gigs in Canada and the US as well. Hmm. How much is this likely to be short-term pain, or is this going to be a big damage to their brand?
Well, I mean, what this actually reminded me of was the Sex Pistols and God Save the Queen. When that came out in the year of Jubilee, like, the Pistols were vilified. John Lydon would get beaten up on the street. He was stabbed in the street for singing God Save the Queen. Obviously, I mean the Pistols song as opposed to the National Anthem.
So,
an easy target. The Queen was an easy target in 77. And to go against, you know, when their audience is predominantly young and politicians are seen as deeply uncool and square, you know, they are, to a certain extent, an easy target.
That kneecap are an easy target?
No, that, you know, politicians are an easy target, the same way the Queen was.
Yeah, but I would argue, actually, that in this scenario, kneecap are easy targets as well.
Well,
because they have the courage of their convictions. And they, you know, what they're actually accusing politicians of is much more serious than what you're saying. They're accusing them of being morally bankrupt. And they're shining a light on something that is being perpetrated every single day, and they're refusing to back down from that. I have a lot of respect for them for continuing to maintain that position personally.
I would imagine as well, Dee, before we move on to your best picks from this week, is that from Kneecap's point of view, at least when it comes to their fans who are going to be younger, who are probably going to be Republican in their persuasion, they're not going to be turned away by any of this.
I don't think so. People who buy tickets to a Kneecap gig, go to see their film, or who enjoy listening to their music are doing that because they agree with them by and large. And this is the thing, a lot of people do agree with them by and large. And I think, you know, as much as it might cause issues for them when it comes to gigs being cancelled, but sure, have a look at people who are on the board of the directors of the venues that are, you know, that might lead you to some interesting insights and discoveries. And honestly, after the year they had last year, I think they're doing the right thing, and I don't see why they should particularly care. And I wouldn't be worried about them losing fans. They might lose gigs in the short term, but I don't think they'll lose fans in the long term.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have hurt their gig in Belfast at Fontaines DC. That sold out in less than 40 minutes. Mm. So there's a massive, I guess, drive to try and go see them as well. John, we had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025. I love your cynicism before I even asked this question.
This is every year.
Go on. Who didn't get in that you wanted in?
Nobody. Every year this nonsense comes around again. And
like, John's least favourite things to discuss on this segment are politics and Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah.
What a night he's having so far.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the antithesis of what rock and roll is meant to stand for. And I'm not old man shouts at cloud about it.
But streaming on Disney Plus now? Surely that's rock and roll.
No, it's just utterly decadent and nonsensical and goes beyond everything that the spirit of rock and roll is meant to be about. People, 1,200 industry experts and past inductees deciding who gets into this poxy museum, and that's all it is. And people taking out full page ads asking to be inducted, and people who have done far more with their careers than any of these people who've set up this museum have ever done, begging to be included into this rubbish. So that's all I have to say about it.
There was me expecting him to go to bat for Mariah Carey. But
it is one of those things. It's like when I see pictures now of actors getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Ever since I realised or read that they actually pay for that, and like John says, they apply to have the honour bestowed on them, it takes the sheen off it.
There should be no sheen anyway. Like, it's like it's an awards ceremony for some dead people half the time. It's just nonsense. I mean, do you think when Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads for the ability to play blues guitar, that he also said, and I also want a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be set up as well? It's just absolute crap. It's just crap. And like, if Matt was here, he would know that. He'd probably be poking me about it because he knows it's one of my pet hates. I hate it. I think it's... disband
John doesn't
it.
Like awards in general.
I like here's a little trinket for your art. It's just
So there's no awards you like then, no?
Not really, no.
Wow.
No. I mean they're grand for what they are, but like everyone takes this so seriously. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame says who?
Their peers.
No, it says a bunch of people who decided they needed something to get people to go to Ohio.
Well, it's not a bad place. Let me
it's no better for this museum.
Well, I mean, arguably probably is. It's probably a fairly big tourist attraction now.
No.
Yeah. In Cleveland and Cincinnati have sports teams.
Yeah.
On top of that. Let's talk about your pick of the week then, John.
Okay.
Calm down. Get the blood pressure down.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what are you picking?
I've gone for a track that came out last year. I've only been aware of it in the last couple of weeks. By all accounts, the influencers and the TikTokers have made this something of a big hit. But I just heard it like blind for the first time about 2 weeks ago on Spin, actually, one of our sister stations.
Yes.
And I really, really like it. It's by an artist called Raven Lene, and the song is called Love Me Not, and it's just gone supernova.
It's really nice. And do you know what? I didn't know the name of the song, John, but I've definitely recognised it from seeing it on videos.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it. It's Raven Lene, and it's actually on Today FM's new music playlist at the moment.
Oh, oh well,
yeah, great tune.
See, you impress him by hearing it on sister station, and John will add it into the list. That is the whole key to getting on.
I'm a broad church me.
Dee, what are you picking for this week?
My pick of the week this week is one I nearly missed, and I'm so glad I was talking to my hairdresser, and he said, oh, did you hear the new album from So? Because, So, it's spelled S-A-U-L-T. Had them as pick of the week loads of times, and I know Matt is a big fan as well, but they're this kind of UK soul group who very often fly under the radar in terms of releasing. They'll often, and that's what they've done in this case, they just do these surprise kind of low-key releases where they don't give anyone any preamble or warning, and then they just drop it, oftentimes for free, which is what they've done in this case. So the album is called 10 or X. They also have an EP called 10, so just think if people want to check it out, do make sure that you're looking at the right one. This new collection has a whole heap of songs that are really, really good. Very kind of Michael Jackson sort of sound in a few of them, but just lovely winks across the board to 70s and 80s R&B. Really, really accessible, more so than the last couple of releases from them. And the track that I've chosen for you is TH.
And be angry about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after bopping along to that for
right?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's and the whole album is great. It's perfect kind of summer listening, the kind of throw it on in the background there while you're having a barbecue.
Like it.
John, would you be interested in going to Blur and Oasis, this Battle of Britpop, which is going to be a play now?
Well, yeah, and it was written by
comedy.
It was written by John Niven, and his book, Kill Your Friends, is a great book.
I interviewed him once. He's great. Yeah.
So he has sort of written the screenplay for, is it the stage play for this?
Yeah.
It's set in 1995 at the height of the Britpop Wars. I remember it well. And the whole country was literally like glued. Would Oasis win the chart battle or would Blur win the chart battle?
I mean, literally a Father Ted joke. Was are you Oasis or Blur?
Yeah. I mean, it seems really quaint now, 30 years on. But it will be a chance for people to relive that time. I wouldn't be bothered going to see it, but...
No, do you know what? When I initially heard about the concept of the Battle of Britpop and it being a stage show, I did think, oh gosh, is this going to be one of those kind of cheesy jukebox musicals, as they're called? But when I heard, like John, when I heard about John Niven's involvement in it, I went, oh, this is probably very different, because he's very, very funny. He also worked in A&R.
He did.
In the record industry at the time when this is set and taking place. So he probably will have a lot of very dark humour in there about the scene and the personalities involved in it.
Yeah, of course, this is like, we're having something of a Britpop renaissance at the moment, aren't we? Oasis back together, Blur last year,
Pulp
this year.
New album.
You know, Sleeper are back on tour, you know, so it's, yeah.
Is part of this, John, that nostalgia sells? Because people who enjoy them in the first place will pay for a ticket?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, they say that the music that stays with you is the music between the ages of 14 and 21, and that's certainly, you know, a lot of Blur and Oasis fans when they were in their imperial period would have been of that age, yeah. So absolutely. I think it never really leaves you, and you've always got that interest and that interest in sort of not reliving, but remembering what it was about the time that made you so excited about music.
And I think the appeal of something like this as well is that there's no risk that you'll go along and they'll only be including new material in the show, because that is always the problem when you go to
do
see
some
one of
old.
Your old bands of your.
I don't know, Dee, whether I'm wrong or not, but when I was in the early to mid 90s, I kind of like Blur and Oasis.
Yeah, I mean, I was more of a Blur gal myself.
Really?
Blur and Pulp would have been my ones. But I certainly wouldn't have subscribed to any sort of anti-Oasis thinking. It just, for whatever reason, the sound of Blur just appealed to me much more. I find it a lot, to me, richer and kind of more layered, as opposed to just the straight up rock band that Oasis were.
Well, funnily, I remember Liam Gallagher was asked, he said, people are saying that you're the Stones and Blur are the Beatles. What do you think about that? And Liam said, no, we're the Stones and the Beatles and they're the effing monkeys.
I mean, classic.
I don't know, Dee. I never thought I'd see the Gallagher brothers back together again. Again, this is going to be the most lucrative tour of all time, probably.
It's got to be. Although someone was saying to me the other day that, you know, normally for big tours like this, the artist will often get paid half in advance and then half on completion. But the rumour is, allegedly, that the Gallagher brothers have not been given anything until the tour is complete.
I can understand.
If I had to put my money where my mouth is, that makes sense. But yeah, they have actually now performed together for the first time in 16 years.
And I think they actually have re-established a relationship.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, because even when they, you know, I think the Sun had a reporter down at the venue. They played at a private members club in London, and it's assumed that they were shooting a promo video for the tour itself.
But when they
arrived at the venue, they said that they'd been hanging out the day before and stuff like that. So that, I suppose, would give people some reassurance that the tour they have, you know, gone to a lot of lengths to get tickets to will actually happen.
Shane on the WhatsApp, I do like this because it's always a playful one. 087-400-102, of course, for all your comments throughout the show. Ah, come on, John. Stop sitting on the fence. Tell us what you really think about Hall of Fame. It's one of the Script's best songs ever.
Brilliant.
Featuring Will.i.am.
Oh, God, yeah. Did you know what? There was a period where that was in every montage ever shown on TV as well.
Oh, by the way, also, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced on American Idol. So that just tells you everything you need.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God.
Announced on American Idol.
You buried the lead.
Yeah.
American Idol.
Yeah. So there you are.
Gosh.
But we'll tell people who's been inducted anyway. Just so I don't want to be utterly.
Oh, yeah. So Cyndi Lauper, Outkast.
No one's arguing with that.
Joe Cocker, Soundgarden, White Stripes, Chubby Checker. I mean, they voted in Chubby Checker and left out Mariah Carey. That seems a bit odd to me, but sure, look, anyway.
Maybe they think Mariah Carey makes so much money at Christmas, she doesn't need to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, nobody needs to be in the Hall of Fame,
holding out to launch the Christmas Hall of Fame. I'll be like, all your Christmas is coming one.
Possibly.
Yeah. There you go. Also, Caroline as well. Tell John it's okay. We don't take any of these awards seriously. Look at what the Today FM listeners voted in the top 20.
Exactly.
There's a kickback.
No. There you go now.
I'll take that.
Oof, I've never known the dialogue along that the last few days.
Oof. Stop.
You'd swear it was a bit of fun for a bank holiday weekend.
You'd swear it was.
Dee, John, thanks a million for coming into us.
Before we go, can we mention the passing of Conor Biddle, who was a lighting designer throughout festivals and gigs all over Ireland and the UK. He passed away from cancer, having only got a diagnosis 4 months ago. And I know he was
really
in and around the Ireland music scene. He was very, very highly thought of. So rest in peace.
Yeah, may rest in peace. By the way, Chapel Roan, it's a fine song that got to the top. Pink Pony Club is fine.
It's a great tune.
I don't know how Mr. Brightside doesn't ever get to number one. It always seems to get to number two. Do people just need to vote harder?
Well, look, as I said to Matt last week, the reason Pink Pony Club is number one is because more people voted for it than any other song.
Listen, your maths are superb. Yeah. I love the science behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Yep. Chatting to some of your DJs are going, how the hell did this get to number one? I mean, people voted.
People
voted. That is the truth. Dee, John, thanks a million for coming in. My thanks to all the team. Matt will be back tomorrow.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.